Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you this morning, a getaway Friday, August the 13th, 2021, 19 minutes past the hour. It is Friday the 13th, Triskaidekaphobia Day. You know, Triskaidekaphobia, I don't know, you remember some words in your life, and I don't know why I remember Triskaidekaphobia so well, but Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of Friday the 13th. Now, can you imagine that this day has a whole fear to it? It's just a day, really, set up by the calendar, but I don't know what Friday the 13th is, why it is unlucky. Somebody will have to do that research for me, because 13 is an unlucky number, but Friday is not an unlucky day. I mean, we have Good Friday, so I don't know why Friday the 13th is considered a bad luck day, because I think it is. I think that's what the whole theory is behind Friday the 13th, is that it's bad luck because people have a fear of this day. There will be people in their homes today hiding under the beds because it's Friday the 13th. And we usually get about two, maybe sometimes we get three of these a year. Sometimes we only get one, but it's today, in the month of August, Triskaidekaphobia, Friday the 13th. Here we are. Now, we have some news off the top here of the program that I have to explain this as loosely as possible, because at 10:15 this morning, you're going to find out what the answer is to all this. Now, here's the deal. Because of Friday the 13th, and I've done this in the past, and we're reviving it this morning, and it should be a lot of fun. I have a mystery guest, because of Friday the 13th, coming up this morning at 10:15. 10:15 this morning, there's going to be a mystery guest on. Now, I'm not going to tell you who this is. The only thing I'm going to tell you is that the person coming on at 10:15 this morning has not been on before. It will be a voice on these airwaves you have never heard before. So, that's all I'm going to say. Now, it's interesting because last night, in setting this mystery guest up, I actually spoke to this person for the first time, and it was very interesting because I don't want to say any more. I don't want to give it away. I'll tell more of the story after they're on this morning at 10:15. But you got to stay tuned for this. And I mean, whatever you're doing, I know people come in and out all morning long. But at 10:15, when we come back from that 10 o'clock break, be sure you are next to a radio or a computer or a listening device. At 10:15 this morning, you are not going to want to miss our Triskaidekaphobia guest. It's going to be one of those moments that you will remember, to be sure. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Listen at 10:15 this morning. Don't miss that for love nor money. Now, something I do want to get into this morning is that we do have some gifts here at the studio, prizes to pick up. Phyllis Shirk, I believe, still has some zoo tickets here. Linda Atkins and Ed Atkins have some wild tickets. Rich Gorenflo has a copy of the book Three Pies Hot here. And I believe Judy Cressup has some zoo tickets. If you guys have picked these up, let me know and somebody didn't scratch your name off. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I thought I knew, but I looked it up. The reason, as far as I can tell, why Friday the 13th is considered unlucky is because that's when the Knights Templars were disbanded or destroyed or whatever you want to call it.
Now, who was disbanded?
The Knights Templar.
Oh, okay. Now, so that just happened on a Friday the 13th, so that's how we got to that?
Yeah, that happened on Friday the 13th, 1307.
1307. Now, isn't 13 considered an unlucky number, or is it lucky 13?
I've always heard it to be unlucky. That's why if you go into a hotel that has enough floors, it doesn't have a 13th floor.
Well, you know, I've...
13th row.
Well, yeah, I've heard about that. You know, I've never actually checked that out. I mean, is there a 13th floor missing? I don't...
No, there's actually a 13th floor. They just don't put that number on the elevator.
So all elevators go from 12 to 14?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. There might be 13 in there now. I don't know.
Well, it's interesting because obviously... 14 would be 13.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. What is supposed to happen today? This whole fear, triskaidekaphobia, for whatever reason this day started, we have a whole fear, a built-in psychological fear that people have of this day. What is supposed to happen?
I have no idea. I just know it was really started with the Knights Templar. And I've had some of my best days on Friday the 13th, so...
Well, I know people have parties now on Friday the 13th. They kind of treat it like Halloween. They do bad luck potlucks. It's become almost a holiday-ish type of a day, but don't really understand...
There's marathons on everything. There's a movie marathon thing on today about Friday the 13th, and...
Well, right, and I don't... I guess, you know, and we have Good Friday. So it's interesting to me that Friday would be picked out. Because we've had a lot of horrible events in history. We've had Pearl Harbor and September 11th and all that. But we don't associate those with the date or the day of the week.
I know. The only thing that I know, and to make sure I was right, I looked it up, is that's when... the Knights Templars were disbanded.
Now, the Knights Templar, let people know what that is.
That was a group of men that were charged with protecting travelers, and I believe they worked for the Pope. But then... the Pope decided they got to be too powerful because they actually started the banking system. And they had amassed so much wealth that the Pope considered them dangerous and had them arrested. And they were killed. I think the last one to actually die was the Grand Master. And he was burned at the stake.
Well, that would be a bad day for him.
Yeah, it was a real bad day for them.
Yeah, that could be a bad day for them.
I believe the Knights Templar became the Freemasons.
Well, so they were really not disbanded totally.
No, they're still out there. They're just not... called the Knight. There might be some Knights Templars out there, but...
Now, I'll tell you, I'm glad you brought up this Freemason thing, because I was going to talk about this a long time ago. Now, for a long time, Masons were considered to be this very kind of secretive group. And then, about, I'm going to say 5 or 10 years ago, I entered a guy, he's no longer with us, but his name is Don Tootle, and he was a Mason. And I was taught, and he told me all the things that went on at the Masons, and he said it on the air, and he acted as if it was no longer a secret. Well, then I was told recently that it is still that way if you are a member. So I don't know. What is the deal with the Freemasons? Do they tell you when you go in that you can't speak about it?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen many documentaries on the Freemasons, and they've showed their, I guess you'd call it their swearing in process and what they go through, but
I don't understand
that secretive about it, really.
Well, when I was talking to Well, when I was talking to Don about this, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a charity. I'm not even sure what exactly it is.
I just always assumed it was kind of like a, you know, just a club, really. I mean, like most of the founding members were Freemasons.
Yeah, kind of like the Moose or the Kiwanis. Yeah. But I don't understand why it has such a secretive nature about it.
I don't know. Is that Freemason Lodge still uptown there on Church Street?
You know, I don't know. I know there were a lot of Masons in town. And you know what's funny? I've never heard anybody come up to me and go, my dad was in the Moose, my dad was in the Kiwanis, my dad was in, you know, the Rotary. But a lot of people will come up and say, my dad, my uncle, so on and so forth, were in the Mason. And I don't know why that is such a privileged thing. I'm not quite sure. It might be. I just don't know anything about it.
The only thing I know is you have to be invited by a Freemason to join the Freemason. You can't just go up and say, I want to join. You have to be invited to be joined.
I mean, I guess I don't know what there... Is it a belief system? Is it a set of things you go out and do?
Yeah, they do stuff. I mean, they have chapters all over the world. And... You know, they do things. I don't think they make a huge, big deal out of what they do, but they do stuff.
Well, that's good. I just wasn't sure what the, like I said, the secretive nature was, and I wasn't really sure if it was more of a social group or if it was more of a charity group.
I always assumed, you know, I always considered it to be like a social group, like a club, like the Moose or whatever. Except you have, like I said, you have to be invited by a member to become a member, and then you have to go through the whole nine yards of what it takes to be a member. But
well, that's interesting. Well, I appreciate the information on this Friday the 13th, Triskaidekaphobia. See, there's only certain days of the year I can say Triskaidekaphobia, so I say it a lot on those days.
Look, that's just a fun word to say.
It is, and I don't understand that either, because that it's created a whole psychological phobia. I said I'm not sure what's supposed to happen today. Is it like black cats and don't walk under ladders and don't break a mirror? I don't know.
Well, I know the don't break a mirror thing. I know why they say 7 years bad luck to when you break a mirror. It's because back in, oh, geez, I don't know, the 18th century, the 17th century, people that had mirrors, if they broke, it took so long to get another mirror. You couldn't just run to the hardware store and get another mirror. It took forever to get another mirror. So that's why they say, you know, you break a mirror, that's 7 years bad luck, because it took so long to get another mirror.
So you can't stockpile mirrors?
No, not back then. You couldn't stockpile mirrors.
Now, is it mirror or mirror?
I've always pronounced it mirror.
Yeah. But I hear a lot of people say mirror, and I wonder... Yeah.
I love
know.
Listening to people pronounce words.
Pronunciation is very interesting. Well, thanks for the Friday the 13th info.
Yep, always glad to help.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, again, the prize list that I have at this point, Phyllis Shirk, a pair of zoo tickets, Linda Atkins for a pair of wild tickets, Ed Atkins for a pair of wild tickets, Rich Gorenflo, a copy of the book Three Pies Hot, and Judy Cressup, a pair of zoo tickets. Now, some people obviously have picked these up because we don't have that many tickets laying over here. But I think people's names were just not scratched off the list. But I know that we are on a pretty good honor system with our audience. So call in and let me know if you pick these tickets up or not, and I'll scratch your name off the list. Or if you want to come get these tickets next week. Today probably would not be the best day, but next week we can get you your tickets or your book or whatever it is. So if any of those people want to call in and let me know, give me a buzz here this morning. Judy Cressup, Phyllis Shirk, Linda Atkins, Ed Atkins, or Rich Gorenflo. Our big prize winners. 740-383-9944. 33 minutes past the hour here on this Friday the 13th. Okay. Now where are we going? Okay. We've done our announcement about our 10-15 mystery guest. And okay, oh, I know what I wanted to do. One more thing before we start doing trivia and prize giveaways and all that is yesterday we did a big, big show, obviously, on COVID and masks and the pandemic. We had Dr. Shaw on from Marion General Hospital talking about what's going on there. We had Paul Young on, who is was the starter of the petition to not have masks at Marion City Schools. We had Dr. Ron Arusi, the superintendent of Marion City Schools, on. So what did you make? What do you make of this whole mask thing and schools and what the doctor said and vaccinations and so on and so forth? If anybody has anything to say about yesterday's show, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know a lot of people did not get a chance to call in yesterday because we had guests wall to wall. We didn't have a chance really to take calls, except a few people did call in during the Paul Young interview. But if you have something to say about this, give me a buzz. Should the Marion City Schools be mandating masks? I know there's going to be a school board meeting on Monday at 6 p.m. over at, I think it's Harding in the cafetorium. And you have to wear a mask to come in, but you know, that has the potential to turn into a very heated conversation on Monday. People are very passionate about these masks, and I'm not sure I really understand all of it, because the pandemic and the COVID-19 and the Delta variant and vaccinations, now that I understand conversation about, because those are big things. But the mask itself, that this mask has become a focal point for conversation, now that I don't understand. Because the thing at Marion City Schools is just a mask mandate right now. Nobody is saying that you have to get vaccinated. Nobody is saying that we want you to get COVID-19. Nobody's saying that we want you to get the Delta variant. It doesn't seem like anybody's arguing about any of those things. All we're arguing about is the masks. That's it. Should we or should we not wear the mask? And I don't know. See, I tell you why I don't understand this. And people can argue till the cows come home about does it work or does it not work when it comes to the mask. Dr. Shaw yesterday said there have been tests done. He's in the medical field, and, you know, take it for what it is, I guess. But what I don't understand is there are rules all over the place for going into businesses, schools, so on. You know, when we had all the school shootings a few years ago, security was put in school buildings. You had to buzz in, you had to have a badge, you had to stop at the office, you had to be on a list to pick up your kids. I don't remember people having outrage about that. Now, that's not stuff you have to do in everyday life. If you pick up your kid at the mall, you don't have to buzz in. You don't have to provide a valid ID. You don't have to stop at the mall office. But schools, because they are private, private building, made these rules based on things that were happening at schools. And the mask to me seems much more minor, even if you don't believe in the mask, even if you don't think the mask works. And the mask is not forever. The mask is only until the numbers get to a certain level. So I would think that people would be more angry that the numbers are high. I think you'd want the numbers to come down. And we heard from Marion General yesterday tell us that they're operating sometimes at 105%, which means they are busy. So the mask thing, I'm still not sure I get. I understand anxiety. I do. And I'm sure that if somebody called a school official and said, I don't want my child to wear the mask because of anxiety, I'm not sure that would be a problem. But it doesn't seem like that's what's going on. What seems like's going on is that the people who, they just don't want anybody to wear the mask. You know, they have the shields now. I just think that Marion City Schools probably doesn't want to tell everybody to go out and purchase a shield because that can become expensive for something that they're mandating. But if you're having anxiety, I'm sure if you called them and said you were willing to purchase the shield, I imagine they would go for it. I can't speak for Marion City Schools, but I don't know why they wouldn't. Maybe that'll come out in the school board meeting on Monday. Now, I know some people have some thoughts on this. People have very strong feelings about this. 740-383-9944. And I understand the point that people are saying, you know, if you want to wear a mask, go ahead and wear a mask. I don't want to wear a mask. Okay, I get that. But the problem here is that this is a viral illness, and you not wearing a mask could impact me. Now, you might not believe that it does, but it could. And the medical professionals, at least our own Dr. Shaw here in town, says it could. Now, another thing I don't understand yesterday, and I've never understood this through the whole thing. If you don't believe in masks, if you don't believe in the vaccine, whatever it is, why don't you call your doctor? Get off the Facebook. Get off the websites, get off the politicians, and call your doctor. If you are sick with the cold, the flu, cancer, diabetes, if you were sick with any of these things, you would call your doctor, and your doctor would recommend what to do. So why don't you just call your doctor? And by the way, if your doctor is not for the vaccination or your doctor is not for mask wearing, they can write you an excuse. I'm just not sure why people don't call the doctor. Most people I know have a personal physician. Just call them. Should I get the vaccine? Should I not? Should I wear a mask? Should I not? And I would think their answer would satisfy you. I don't get why on this particular issue, it doesn't satisfy people. You know, when people get poison ivy, a lot of people call their doctor if they're highly allergic. And the doctor will give them a very strong ointment to help with the poison ivy or the chicken pox or anything of that nature. Or people, when they get a cold, will call in an antibiotic. So why are we not trusting the doctors on this one? Or even calling the doctors in regard to this? I don't know. Now, somebody has an opinion. Give me a buzz. Don't be shy. You don't have to give your name. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour. That's my only question in this whole thing. You know, every argument that's happening about masks or about the vaccine should not be happening. The argument should go like this. Should I get the vaccine? Should I wear a mask? And the person on the other side should say, call your doctor, find out. That's it. And everybody's got a cell phone, so you can have them whip their cell phone out right there and call their doctor. And I'm sure the doctor will give a recommendation one way or the other. So that's, I just, these are questions that I have. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Jack.
Morning.
Hey, how are you talking about the mask?
Yes.
All right. And the shots.
Right.
People think it's a big joke. It is not a big joke because a week ago, my brother in Florida, they had any shots. And everything he was protesting, and wore his mask like his doctor told him. He got in contact with somebody, and he ended up with that D virus. And the time they got into the hospital, he was dead within 4 days. Now, so, and he did everything he was supposed to. Now, my doctor here called me last Friday. He said, I got my shots at all. And he told me that I had to wear my mask every time I went out the door to put it on. Now, hold on. Now, the doctor, if your doctor makes the effort to call you and tell you to wear your mask, now, this mandate in school, how do you think that they all work if they're in the school? There's too much of them going around. Too many people think it's a joke. It's not a joke. The virus is here, and it's going to stay here for a while. If they don't follow what they're going to do, and then somebody in their family gets it, dies from it, it's not going to be a joke then. So they need to start paying attention. I know the state has not mandated it yet, but I look for the state to put a mandate on it.
It's certainly possible. Well, hey, Bob, thanks for
you. On the bus, they still mandate it. They still have the restrictions. When you get on the bus, you got to take your distance. Now, some stores are mandating it or suggesting it. I went into Kroger's the other day. Some of the employees had masks on, some didn't. Some people, customers had them on, some didn't. It's going to be up to you, but if you want to take a chance, take a chance. I just turned 78 last Saturday, and I'm not taking any more chances than I have to. But when your doctor personally calls you and tells you to work, then you know that they know something.
Well, I appreciate that experience. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Well, there you go. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back, 740-383-9944. And remember, our big Triskaidekaphobia secret guest this morning at 10:15 a.m. Make sure you are near a radio or a listening device or something. You will not want to miss this for love nor money. This person has never been on the show before, but will be our special guest this morning at 10:15 a.m. live. It is going to be something. I spoke with them last night for the first time, and that's all I'm saying. Be next to a radio, be next to your cell phone, be next to a website, a computer, whatever, because at 10:15 this morning, it's going to happen live on this station. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what's your mask mandate going to be on your Christmas bus rides?
Well, I don't know. I think it all depends on where we are at that point.
Because it would be pretty hard for everybody to be singing and stuff and have a mask on.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting, though. Last year during the office Christmas party, because we were debating, because the numbers were high last year, if we should go on with that, we did go on with the office Christmas party last year, but we all did wear masks. And if people look at the pictures, the only time we had the masks off were when we took a picture, the group picture, and we all held our breath, as silly as that sounds. We took the mask off, held our breath, snapped the picture, and put the mask back on. And you can even see a lot of people in those pictures holding the masks in their hand. And we sang at the Christmas party last year, so I think it turned out fine.
I know people are getting really tired of wearing masks, you know. It doesn't bother me so much because I don't have to work or something, but, you know, if you had a job and had to wear it all the time at work, especially if you had a strenuous job that you sweated and, you know.
You know, I can understand people not wanting to do it. I get that. Now, I don't think anybody's going to continue to do it when this is over. What I don't understand is why are people paying attention to the internet, the websites, and the politicians? Call your doctor. And if your doctor says don't wear it, well, blame him if something happens.
I just don't understand why more people aren't going to get the vaccination. It almost makes you feel like if the hospital doesn't have no beds available, that people that's vaccinated have priority. If there's five people that's, not vaccinated, and they're five beds short, you know, those five should, you want to think this way, you can't think that way, but it almost makes you think, well, okay, you didn't get vaccinated, we only have, we can't take any more, sorry.
Well, I did think it was interesting yesterday when Dr. Shaw was on, and I think he said in Marion, only two people who have been vaccinated that he's seen have had this variant, COVID variant, that he's aware of, and the symptoms were just, like the flu.
Yeah, a lot milder.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but If more people would get it, we could get a handle on it.
Well, I'm a radio host. I'm not a doctor, so I can't give people advice, and I wouldn't want to. But I can give you advice to the degree, call your doctor. How many people have called their doctor? That's all you got to do. If you were sick with anything else, you'd call the doctor.
Well, how many billions of shots have went in people's arms by now, and there's been a few problems here and there, but the amount of you gotta see it, you're safe by now. They're even encouraging pregnant women to get it.
Well, I think we don't want major death, and I don't think we want major sickness. But I'm watching again a news report yesterday, and they're saying that the people who are getting sick now are young people, and Dr. Shaw said that yesterday, and that's very different than what was going on in the original COVID. But I think it has to do with the highest populated population right now is the older generation. Highest vaccinated population.
Yeah. Not everybody has, long-term effects from it, but, I know a guy, his daughter still has lung problems from it.
Yeah, but didn't that make you feel good yesterday that Dr. Shaw said that, even if it takes a year, and it's probably an unpleasant year, that it will clear up?
Yeah, it's going to be a long year.
It's going to be a long year. I mean, if you get it, it's not going to be fun. But if you have those after effects, at least you're not in the hospital. And it will fix itself. It's not permanent damage. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I appreciate the opinion. Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 52 and a half minutes past the hour. Apparently, it has something to do with inflammation. It's not damage to your lung, and I think most people are having the lung issues, breathing problems. But apparently, it has something to do with the inflammation in your lungs that continues after you've had COVID that can go on for up to a year, but as Dr. Shaw said yesterday, it does correct itself eventually, which that's good news. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here, 53 minutes past the hour on this Triskaidekaphobia Friday the 13th, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to talk to you this morning about this issue. And if you have a differing opinion from what the callers have said, feel free to bring that up as well. The thing is, I just don't know why this is not coming down to call your doctor. Don't call the health department. Don't call the school. Don't get on the internet. Call your doctor. Call your primary care physician and say, should I wear the mask? Should I get the vaccine? That's it. And trust me, if he says get the vaccine or she says get the vaccine, you can go anywhere right now and get that done. There's no wait and there's no cost. So, you know, that's where we are. People can do what they like, I guess. But just ask your doctor. And there may be cases where you don't want to get it done because maybe you've got some conditions that your doctor would not like you to get it done. But ask your doctor. That's it. All right. Phone lines are open. 6 minutes left if anybody has anything else to say about this. 740-383-9944. We are going to do giveaways this morning. We're going to do Family Feud, and we may go back to the newspaper again and do some more Where Were These Businesses? That was a lot of fun the other morning. Then we got our big guest this morning at 10:15 a.m. Don't miss this, For Love Nor Money. It's going to be something, I'm telling you. I can't build it up anymore. 10:15 this morning. Okay, let's start the Family Feud. Now, we're not going to give away anything this hour because we've only got 5 minutes left. But we'll let you enter this hour, and then we'll give away the prize this morning at 10 o'clock at the end of the next hour. Okay, here's the category. Now, this is perfect for Triskaidekaphobia Friday the 13th. In horror movies, name a place teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose. There are 8 answers here. In horror movies, name a place where teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose. 8 answers here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. In horror movies, name a place that teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose. Go ahead, caller.
The shower.
The shower. Let's see here. Bathroom shower. Number 6 on the list. We got you. How's things out there this morning?
Slow. Real slow. Everyone's at home in bed scared with the covers over their heads.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday the 13th. You don't want to get on the bus on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, pass the word along.
That's it. Thank you. All right. Where in horror movies, name a place teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose? 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
The bathroom. Oh, the bedroom.
The bedroom, number 7 on the list. We got you there, Bob.
Yep.
All right, Bob is in at number 7. So we've got bathroom is number 6 and bedroom is number 7. In a horror movie, name a place teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose. 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour. 3 minutes left before we take that break. Don't forget, big mystery guest coming up this morning for Friday the 13th at 10:15 a.m. Don't miss that. All right, here comes another guest. We've got Sarah and Bob in so far. Go ahead, caller.
How about a haunted house or a graveyard?
Haunted house or a graveyard? Let's see here. Graveyard is number 2 on the list. Okay, we got you, Judy.
Thanks.
Judy Cressup in now. A graveyard is number 2 on the list this morning. In a horror movie, name a place where teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose. We've got the graveyard, the bathroom, and the bedroom. We've still got 5 answers left here. We've got Sarah, Bob, and Judy Cressup in the competition so far. 740-383-9944. All righty, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about the woods?
The woods. The woods are number one. Why are people always in the woods?
I don't know.
This is why I avoid the woods, because of things like this.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's a good guess. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Mary's in the competition now. We got Sarah, Bob, Judy, Chris up, and Mary. The woods was the number one answer. 2 minutes left to go here. In horror movies, name a place where teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose on this Triskaidekaphobia Friday. Does anybody know? The woods was number one, graveyard was number two, bathroom was number six, and bedroom was number seven. All right, here comes another guest down the pike. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there? Hello? Give us a call back if that was you. 740-383-9944. Maybe this is that person buzzing us back. Go ahead, caller.
What about an abandoned barn or cabin?
Abandoned barn or cabin. I don't see that one on the list.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. No abandoned barn or cabin. 740-383-9944. In horror movies, name a place teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose. Go ahead, caller.
What about either the movies or the drive-in?
The movie drive-in, number three on the list. We gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, movie drive-in, number three on the list. All right, break time. We're coming back in 15 minutes, and we'll do some more of this. And don't forget the big mystery guest coming up this morning at 10:15. Go ahead, caller.
What about an attic?
An attic? Let's see here. Not an attic, but a good guess. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
Italy, this is guava berry juice.
Guava berry?
Have you ever heard of guava berry?
I have had a lot of guava berry juice. Non-alcoholic.
This has got guava berries.